How did the Electoral College come to be? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jack Rakoff, professor of history and political science at Stanford University, explores the origin of this sometimes maligned style of election.
Of all the institutions that the framers of the United States Constitution created in 1787, the presidency was by far the most novel. In the 18th century, there was simply no precedent available for creating a national Republican executive. The existing models of executive power were primarily monarchical in nature, and monarchy was a principle the Americans had rejected when they declared independence. Until one could determine how the executive would be chosen, one could not imagine how much political influence the president would be able to wield. On this subject, the framers got stuck in what James Madison called tedious and reiterated discussion that puzzled them until the very close of their debates. Their solution, the Electoral College, was not the result of confident deliberations. The framers did not adopt the system because it was the best choice available, but rather because it proved the least objectionable. If one had a popular election in a single national constituency, Americans were more likely to scatter their votes among a crew of provincial candidates than to form a majority for any candidate. If Congress appointed the president, he would become its tool, unless his tenure was limited to a single term. But many of the framers thought that the promise of re-election would inspire the best kind of leadership. Some other mode of election thus seemed necessary, and the Electoral College was the product of these uncertainties. Because each state would have the same number of electors as its total membership in Congress, the Electoral College built on the compromises the convention had already adopted. Yet even then, the framers of the Constitution had no idea who the electors would be or how they would deliberate and vote. This guaranteed that the real nature of presidential elections, and thus of presidential influence, remained to be determined, not by constitutional design, but by political experiment.
That was Jack Rakoff of Stanford University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.